We got to introduce Kezia. Just a domino. It's crazy because since the last time that we spoke, you had so much stuff going on. You had the campaign where it was My Black Receipt.
My
Black Receipt. And that was all over. That was on CNBC. That was on
we saw you.
CNN. That was on everything.
Nervous, but it was amazing. Yeah.
So let's talk about that. That's the first thing I want to talk about, that because that really took off. And I'm not sure how much money. I'm sure you can probably.
I got some stats. Yeah. You did 500K in 3 days. In 3 days. We did 5 million in 3 weeks.
In 3 weeks. Yes.
Yo.
Can't believe it.
Here go the economics right here.
So what was that? What exactly was that?
Yeah, it was such an amazing experience. I think like a lot of people out there, especially Black people, we were watching the civil unrest unfold for yet another time across America. And during that time, people were really asking the question, what can we do? Like, how can we affect change so that George Floyd can be the last name that we ever have to say in relation to justice? And so I remember people saying that maybe it looks like buying Black. And though I think that buying Black is important, I think that there are a lot of people on social media that will promulgate the narrative of buying Black, but we don't actually know if they're putting their dollars in Black businesses. Mm-hmm. So I thought about it and I said, well, what if we were to actually quantify the Buy Black movement? And I called up one of my friends who is a tech person and I said, do you think that you could build something kind of like Color of Change, where people would buy Black, save their receipts and upload it into a tech platform and we could count the impact collectively? And so he was like, yeah, I could totally build it. What's the timeline? Like a year, 6 months? And I was like, no, we got like 4 or 5 days, child. And he was like, what? And I was like, but it's okay, we can do it. Remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. We can do it. So he started building a tech platform and I recruited a couple of other people to join us, Talib Graves Mans, Daryl Perkins, 19 Keys, who's also been on your show.
Yeah, he is, bro. And shout out to him.
We decided to just launch it on Juneteenth to see if people would put their receipt where their protest was. I mean, we were tired of Black people, Black men going into coffee shops and being treated like criminals, Black boys being wearing Monkey in a Jungle t-shirts and people just protesting for 15 or 16 days. The Montgomery bus boycott was for 380 plus consecutive days until we were able to exact the type of change that we could feel generations later. And so My Black Receipt was just really a reflection of that.
So where are we at now with it?
So we're in phase two.
Okay, there we go.
People were saying, okay, buying Black for one day is just not enough. And we had to remind people that we did this for 17 consecutive days. But what we realized through the technology is after the 17th day happened, people were still uploading the receipts. And so we decided to strengthen the technology so that now when you upload your receipt, you can see all of the other transactions that you've made over time since June 19th. And then also we've partnered in the corporate space. So Kroger reached out. Kroger is super excited to work with us to increase their minority supplier pipeline so there could be more Black SKUs on shelves. We've had conversations with other corporations like Yelp so that we could help strengthen their algorithm around finding Black-owned businesses. And there are a lot of other tech companies that are just like, hey, we're not doing this hard Black thing right. So like, how can we do that with My Black Receipt? And we're like, cut a check and we're there.
Cut a check.
That's simple.
It's that simple. It's that simple. Now, you know, you're inspiration for many people. And it's just it's like anytime we speak to her, the energy just
goes. It's never the same. I was just going to say that, man. The reason I love speaking and watching you is because the energy is always consistent. It's always consistent. From the second we met you, it was just like I sat there in awe. I'm like, yo, I just learned a lot. My brain was hurting. I was like, yo, that was a lot. And so we were just so happy to have you in your episode 58. If you haven't checked out episode 58, Shadi, what'd they do?
Doing themselves a tremendous disservice. But I want to ask you a question before we let the public ask you questions. It's like, we're in the age, like you said, as far as, you know, put your money where your mouth is, put your money where your protest is. I like that. But how do we sustain that? Like, how do we sustain, everybody's talking about buying Black right now. And economic empowerment and support Black businesses. But how is that something that we can sustain and not just make it a fad, but make it 10 years, 20 years, 100 year thing?
No, that's an excellent question, because buying Black shouldn't just be in a response to a protest. So yeah, we can tell you put your receipt where your protest is, but that should be a continuation of what you were already doing. Buying Black should be habitual. And so let me just say that one more time. Buying Black should be habitual. At the end of COVID-19, 40% of Black enterprises are expected to close, but Black people spend $1.3 trillion annually. That is money that we're spending on our clothes, on our shoes. That's money that we're spending in our brokerage accounts. You know, I watch Market Mondays from time to time. That's money that we're spending on our hair, on our lashes. So every single time you think about making a purchase, the mentality should always be, how can I buy it Black owned? And for those people who have had the excuse to say, I don't have a Black owned business in my neighborhood, at least for COVID, if you needed a reason, a lot of people are buying online. So when you have websites like We Buy Black, when you have other enterprises like those that have whole lists of businesses all across the country that do business in physical spaces, but also do business online, there is no excuse. I think in order for us to sustain the Buy Black movement, we have to afford Black entrepreneurs a measure of grace. So I know we're used to the whole Amazon, you order at 5:34 and your package shows up at 5:35 p.m. just a minute later because they got logistics like that. But for most entrepreneurs, they are working 9 to 5 and then they're coming home and they're building their business at 6 p.m. to midnight. These are entrepreneurs that are bootstrapping their way to financial success. So when it comes down to doing business with a Black entrepreneur, we have to make sure to level set our expectation. The other thing is, Black entrepreneurs need to charge what it's worth, and Black customers need to pay exactly what it costs. A lot of people are out here running around here asking for friends and family discount. Y'all ain't even related. So,
talk to them.
Breathing on people, giving you the COVID. So all of that money that you're saving, take that and put it into a Black enterprise right now. Perhaps Black entrepreneurs won't feel like they have to beg, borrow, and steal just for a dollar. If we say first, every single time we make a purchase, how can we recycle our dollar and be Black with our dollar in common with our cents?
I mean, this is a powerhouse.
That's a fact,
this is,
man.
A powerhouse.
Asking for friends and family discount. Y'all not even...
Come on, man.
That's a lady. You talk to my play cousin. That's
a fact. Nah, I can't give it to you. Show up at the barbecue if it's real. Yo, we going to the pool. My guy. This is my boy right here. Darius, what's going on? Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted.
Is he there? Do you run away?
Hey.
He right there.
What's up, bro?
What's really going down, y'all?
What's good, baby?
Man. Queen, my Black receipt. That's historical right there. That's historical. That's
Thank
historical.
You.
She really with that idea out there, really showed, you know, not only entrepreneurs and but also consumers that, hey, spending money with my people, there's nothing wrong with me spending money with my people.
Mm-mm. Absolutely. That's right.
Real talk. I don't have to be scared to spend money with my people.
Mm-mm. No, it should be a badge of honor. Absolutely.
It should be second nature.
Come on now. Preach your word, Darius. Come on now. Let me get the offering plate.
It should be second nature, like straight up. I guess I don't really have no question. I actually had a question for my VC brother, but Me and Kazia, we friends on Facebook, so I see all of her posts.
Yeah. Man, listen, you been following?
Yeah. I see all her posts. I don't miss nothing she drops.
Thank you so much for the love. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. What are the plans? So is there an idea or concept to take my Black receipt to another level?
Yeah, and I want to reiterate that we're partnering with corporations, that we're strengthening our technology. Our goal is not to make it so difficult to hold on to a receipt, take a picture and upload it, but how can we build the type of software where when you buy Black, we can automatically record the purchase? So we want to make sure that at the end of the year, at the end of the month, really at the end of the week, if you want to, you can figure out what percentage of purchases were actually spent in Black-owned enterprises.
That makes sense. That really shouldn't be too easy, because in my business, I have an app that I use to take pictures of my receipts to keep track of my taxes.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. You know, kind of like the QuickBooks. Yeah, something like that. So we're cooking up something. We're not sitting on our hands.
Yeah, the chef ain't gonna give away the recipe just yet. Dance,
I'm even trying to tiptoe around it. Like,
Yo, love, bro. We're gonna see you on Breaking Bread. We're gonna see you in the book club. Obviously, always love, bro.
Appreciate you. Yeah.
Love it, love it.
Let's go
I'm gonna say this. Lania, hopefully I got that right. Lania, what's going on? They told me to trust my instincts when I'm saying these names. Did I say it right?
You it's Lene.
Damn.
Close. It's okay.
Lene, so
let me start. I love you guys too. So first I wanna say I'm so thankful that I found you guys, because this COVID put me through a real bad depression. Mm-hmm. And it just helped me. It made me take faith. I brought the, I'm so nervous. I can't believe that I'm talking to you guys. sorry. What you guys doing is so helpful for me. I'm a Black entrepreneur. I'm a procrastinator. So this COVID had made me open my eyes and stop procrastinating and realizing that I could have done so much. But then the times, you know, fear, as you guys were stating earlier, stopped me. So first time purchasing stocks, just listening to the podcast. When I feel like I'm wasting time, when I'm on the bus or the train, I'm on the podcast, listening to the podcast, taking down notes. I just know the end of this year, something great is going to happen, because I have so much information and knowledge due to you brothers and everybody else that's on the podcast. So may God continue to protect you and bless you, and thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I'm just having issues logging in, but I know that's going to be fixed. And I'm just so excited to learn, just to learn. I purchased so much information during this COVID, and thank God for the codes that you guys have been giving out, like the Budgetista, you guys. So I know I'm in great hands. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, shout out to Tiffany, man. She's amazing, too.
Appreciate it. Thank you for your support. And we got to talk about that too. Mental health is a real situation in our community right now. So make sure you check on your neighbors, check on your friends, check on your family members. Show some compassion, because you never know what somebody's going through. It's difficult times right now, being isolated, especially for children, mm-hmm. not going to school with their counterparts, not being able to play sports a lot of times. So you know that toll is draining. And you know, to be by yourself all day. So in the midst of, you know, we this is an entrepreneur show. But all of that goes in a part, as Absolutely. Far as you can't be successful in business if you're not mentally sharp, if you're not physically sharp. So we need to eat good. We need to, you know, we need to work out, and we need to socialize, and we need to make sure that, you know, these are trying times that we're in, not just financially, but mentally. And we have to, like I said, we have to be compassionate with each other. And we have to really take that into consideration before you snap on somebody or before you go off on somebody. Just consider what they might have went through. You never know what somebody's going through.
Yeah, and no one's exempt. And I want to make that very clear. No one's exempt from going through these type of situations. No one's exempt from depression. No one's exempt from anxiety. That's what comes with being in the state that we're in right now, especially as a country. So we always implore you to reach out, text someone, call someone, go through your contact list. You never know what one conversation can do, man. I've seen it happen so many times with just one conversation, letting somebody know that you're thinking about them. It could change everything. It could change their life. So we implore you to do that for sure.
So let's get a few more questions.
Yeah. Jonathan, we coming to you. What's going on, Jonathan? Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted.
What's going on? Oh
my God. What's good?
I love this.
You guys can hear me?
Oh, yeah, we hear you clear.
Perfect. No, man, I appreciate you guys taking my questions today. But before I ask a question, I just want to say, you know, I appreciate you guys. You know, you guys have, I got my RA account. I got my independent brokerage account. I'm investing into options. I'm also investing into stocks long term. I also I'm a licensed and insured contractor. I invest into real estate. So
Queens of Brooklyn. Queens of Brooklyn.
Huh?
You from Queens or you from Brooklyn?
Harlem.
Oh, okay, okay.
Harlem on the rise. No problems, guys.
No, so you know, I really appreciate you guys, and it's crazy because I was procrastinating to get to join while you know that episode that you guys dropped with Dame Dash. Once you guys hit that 50%, I'm like, oh man, I gotta get now. Now is the time for me to get it. Like I've been procrastinating. I was procrastinating. You guys one time. Back down to 30%. I'm like, oh, once you guys did the backdrop with Dame Dash, I was right there, man. And that's how I'm feeling right now. You know, like, I'm coming from Jersey. I just made over $3,000 doing a small job for somebody, contracting. So I'm doing the backdrop while I'm driving back to Harlem right now.
That's so it. Harlem, get the money. What's your question, bro?
Well, the question for the queen is, how, when you find yourself coming up with this idea, right? What precision were you at that moment when you came up with this idea and what adversity were you facing at the time before you came up with this great idea?
Yeah, I appreciate that question. I just want to also send my flowers to Lene. I think what she just did, what she just admitted was so brave, right? And I think as Phyllis said, that we are going through a lot during this time, especially extroverts like me who are at home by themselves just trying to figure out not how to talk to the walls. But one of the things that I did pick out from what Lene said is that she was scared. And what I like to tell entrepreneurs, innovators alike is that if you're scared to do it scared. And that's exactly what you did when you joined EYL University, when you took a chance on Rashad and Troy. You invested in yourself and they maximized your return. So I definitely want to give you your flowers there. You asked what adversity was I going through during the time. I had this long story, but guys, I promise I'm gonna compartmentalize it on like what drove me to Black Upstart. But I was taught that the definition of success is you go to high school, you get a diploma, you go to college, you get a degree, and then you get a good government job with benefits. And I did exactly that. I followed the blueprint to a T. But then I realized in the workplace that even though I was working twice as hard, even though I felt like I was twice as smart, I was still being paid a separate but unequal paycheck. I was demoted 3 consecutive times by a white woman who could not believe that a woman without an advanced degree could get promoted 5 times over 6 years. And so after the 3rd demotion, I just made up my mind to say that that I wanted to create my own economic opportunity in life. And so I quit without having another job lined up. And I promised myself that I would never let another hand feed me, that my 9-to-5 would always be one of several streams of income. It was during that time that I read the troubling statistic that Black women will lose $840,000 over their career, not because they're not working twice as hard, not because they're not twice as smart, not because they're not twice as good, but simply because they're Black and because they're women. And so Black women like me who are out here creating enterprises aren't trying to be the next Black Bill Gates, are not trying to be the next Black Mark Zuckerberg. We're just trying to make sure that we pay ourselves exactly what we're worth. And so for Black Upstart, I started it to train Black entrepreneurs like me, not just to start enterprises, but to start the type of enterprises that create jobs. So we wouldn't have to go begging other people for promotions, begging other people for opportunities, begging other people for paychecks that we could create and sign ourselves. So then we could be just like Troy, and somebody tells us that we have to pull up on a Tuesday, and we could be like, nah, bro.
Are set up. I want to correct one thing. You said that you quit. In the words of 19 Keys, you fired your job. They fired your job. They could no longer afford you.
Speak heavy. Nah, it's been a pleasure. What episode?
58.
Episode 58. We're gonna be doing a bunch of more stuff in the future. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of our journey. Nah, we greatly appreciate it. We look forward to doing a bunch of more stuff together in the future.
And, to your water.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That's right.
All right.
Thanks Congratulations on 100, guys.
Nah,
this is Williams.
Thank
Always
you.
Love. Thank you.
Peace.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.